Amen. We are going to
move into a time of little reflections, not a very long time of speaking.
Let's see, the title is there, Dave, just the slide before, and then you can turn it over to me. I call this Thanksgiving as a default mode. You know, there's a default mode for our computers. You ever had to turn your computer off and reduce it to a default mode, or your cell phone? The default mode can apply to so many different items and gadgets. For the Christian, our default mode should be Thanksgiving. And we have to remind ourselves, what is it that we are forgetting to thank God for? I challenged myself with the question, and I said, what am I not thankful for? And I really realized I have to apply Thanksgiving to everything. I have to make it my way of life and give thanks to God for the life I have. You have life right now, breath. And I have to thank God for this beautiful world as I look around at the greenery and the sun shining, and even when he blesses us with rain. I need to give thanks to God for my passions and hobbies, for my friends and family, for my church, my faith, my God, my Bible, my adventures, my shared experiences, and even going on in my trinkets and my toys. You know, we are grown men, but grown people, adults. Well, what do we have? We have lots of stuff. But even so, we should give thanks to God for what we have and never forget. Let us pray for a moment. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures and we'll think about that. Dear Lord, in this time, remind us to be deeply grateful and thankful for the gifts of music we've heard, for the shared testimony that we've received, for the ability to come here and share a bountiful table of the blessings brought by so many, for the efforts of many to make and prepare dishes, to purchase and buy food, to bring it in, wake up at 3 a.m. to turn on the ovens. Lord, we thank you. Help us to be deeply grateful people led by your Holy Spirit in this time of reflection. In Jesus' name, amen. So a couple of texts. Just this, Dave, let me, I don't have it on. Sorry, don't have it on. There we go, that'll help. All right, Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name in song. We've done that. We've been singing to him and glorify him with thanksgiving. So remember, when we're thanking God, we're glorifying his holy name. And Ephesians 5, verse 4, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place in the Christian community, but rather let there be thanksgiving. I think that's a telling remark by Paul. He knows that if we're giving thanks to God, we're led away from that kind of polluted, degrading experience. And I want you to remember this. George Washington said, nothing is a greater stranger to my breast or a sin that my soul more abhors. His language is always kind of stiff and formal, but than that black and detestable one, ingratitude. George Washington reminds us, don't be ungrateful. Ingratitude is kind of a black hole. It sucks so many things out of your life. And so it's to lead us into remembering to do what God expects of us. It's easy not to. We do not always give particular attention to how we should be grateful. As Therese was reminding us, we whine, we grumble, complain. We find something that is challenging, difficult. But our thanksgiving can really bring so much peace into our lives. You cannot live a life with God without gratitude. He asks us to be thankful for everything. And even so, maybe we should all be keeping a Thanksgiving blog. How we're thankful each and every day. Give thanks to the Lord and remember his loving kindness, for it is forever. It's eternal. His loving kindness is always constantly being poured into our lives. There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And remember that this thanking to God is God wants to hear it. He wants to hear it said. Therese reminded us, you know, we may not be good with our words. We may not even be good with expressing our feelings. But her father finally gave her that beautiful gift, said, I love you. God wants to hear our voice. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for those so many things to be thankful for. And he wants us to be in this position of prayer. It's a beautiful shot, this little boy praying over his meal. God wants us to pray, and he wants to hear our prayers, not because we are worthy, but because he is merciful. And because he's merciful, give him thanks for that. And come to him, and do not be afraid. Remember, it is spiritually, I'm going to say that in a minute, just a moment. Just remember, he is good. His mercy and loving kindness endures forever, Psalm 136, verse 1. So we come to the Lord knowing that he is merciful. Remember, it is spiritually dangerous not to give thanks to God. Remember this verse in Romans 1:21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. That's the problem with those who are in unbelief. They don't know how to give thanks to God. So this shaping of this day, this Thanksgiving, helps remind us to give thanks to God. It's not just Happy Thanksgiving Day. It's taking the posture of giving thanks to God, of remembering that he has given us so many things. And you are only in foolishness, and thinking becomes futile when you do not have gratitude in your life. That's why George Washington didn't like it. He said it was a black hole draining out of our lives. And we can grow in the grace of being thankful. It is something that we can always have more of in our lives. And the thing I want to remind you about is when I said, come to God, not because we are worthy, because he's merciful, that was a quote by Martin Luther. And Martin Luther has been a theme followed by the Sunday school here in our church. And Martin Luther, again, wanted to express gratitude to God. Because we can grow in gratitude all the time. Because the life of God in us, because of Jesus Christ our Lord, helps us grow and grow. And gratitude leads our hearts to him again and again. And it guards our hearts from bitterness and lovelessness. Gratitude is the antidote to bitterness and resentment. Gratitude is the antidote. Let's remember to use it in good measure. Because we can allow gratefulness to overcome bitterness and help peace to flood our soul. I think it's a wonderful privilege to have it built into our year, an annual time of thanksgiving. But it really should not be only a day, but a way of life. For those who belong to our Lord Jesus Christ and want to glorify our Father who is in heaven. Give thanks. And it's important that we make it the beginning and ending of our day. My day begins and ends with gratitude. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning, giving me life. Thank you, God, for our gathering together and worshiping and praising you, hearing our testimony shared, and having our prayers said, and then coming to the end of our day, grateful that we are still with our Lord in his hands. And I want to realize that every little part of my life needs to be covered by thanksgiving to God. I want to be grateful continually, all the time. We are all part of a web of relationships. We are people who have family. We have family gathered here, special, unique gatherings on this Thanksgiving Day. It's one of the most traveled days in the United States. People travel all over the place. They travel east and west, north and south. And they'll travel many, many miles to gather together. A lot of people flying, trains, cars. And maybe we have a spouse in our lives. Maybe we have definitely Perhaps we have sisters and brothers. We have sons and daughters, cousins, uncles, aunts. We have friends, colleagues. Give thanks to God for having them in your life. They are your mission field. Remember, and them seeing you in your attitude of gratitude will help to witness to them. These people all matter, and they are a gift to us. And in our giving thanks for them, you put value on them, and you think of how you can build them up. This wonderful collage of words says there's trust and hope and community and intuition and honesty, but in the midst of it all is the community in which you live, which you have dialogue, you learn loyalty, you share truth, everybody concerned and helps each other in their try to achieve health and well-being, and we help us each other grow and share knowledge, and all of this is part of our being part of a community. It helps us in our gratitude. We have personal relationships, and they really matter, and I love the three little fingers here. Father, mother, and a little child, but you know, we are not alone, and we need to be grateful for all these gifts to us. And when we show gratitude to each other, it helps us really move closer to God. And the very fact of our being alive is a cause of thanksgiving. You know, it can be lost in a blink of an eye. I know some parents who recently lost their son within the last month. He was 50 in his 50s. He was married, had his own children plus stepchildren, a very happy, blessed marriage, and he died in his home, working at his desk, home office, and he was gone. His stepdaughter heard something in the room, and he was gone. And I think back to my own mother. About 13 years before she finally died in 2021, she began to have strokes that slowly, step by step, took her from being the vibrant and creative mother that I knew, that we all knew as a family, to someone who lost so much of her previous life. Not easy. And then I think of two sports players within the recent couple of years. One is a football player named Damien, I think, but I forget his exact name. He's a Buffalo Bill. He was playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and suddenly he got hit. He dropped to the ground. They thought he died. Thankfully, they had an AED. And we have one in the corner of our church. And they put the AED on him, and they revived his heart, and he was able to live. But the whole stadium and every player was praying that this man would recover. Because the last thing you want in the midst of a sports contest is someone to suddenly die. It's about life. It's about celebrating. And that happened the same way in the game of soccer. A player in Denmark, in the preparation for the European Cup, he also fell to the ground, heart stopped. They were able to revive him, and he's living, but everyone was in the grip of that moment, knowing that our life can be gone in just a blink of an eye. So live in each moment, every day, remembering to be thankful, being mindful of thanksgiving. Each person God gives to you is precious and can be a great resource for you. Always remember to offer up praises to God and glorify Him with thanksgiving. Amen.